Canada, money, craziness, liberalism, stupidism. I repeat myself with so many ways to say the same thing, goofiness. The liberals, they're in charge of Canada. The inmates are running the asylum. It's bad. Money, money. Here's some money chatter for you. The Prime Minister of Canada recently announced, or his bureau, or somebody did at least, that they've now given $18 billion away to the United Nations and other foreign countries. $18 billion. Oh, and I don't think they do math pretty well. If you really get in there and add it up, it's probably a lot more than that, $18 billion. Why? What are you doing? Canadians can hardly afford to pay attention. All kinds of bad things going on in the country. You couldn't manage a one-person barbecue, Mr. Prime Mistake, and you're giving away billions and billions of dollars. What's this fascination about money? I mean, it's kind of good in a way, kind of gets you off the homosexual issue, because that's all you talk about. What bathroom do you want to use? Gender stuff and on and on. And now it's money. For a minute, just a minute, because I got past it, I thought maybe he had a new thing. He's talking about money. I'm giving away money. But then I found out a whole bunch of it is homosexual causes. This guy, again, is totally focused on that, and I finally figured it out. Now, money. Let's talk about the money in Canada. That'd be banknotes, right? You got loonies and you got dollar bills and so on. What he did here a couple of years ago is he said, I'm going to rename, as soon as he became prime minister, I'm going to rename a banknote a $10 bill. Everybody should have a $10 bill in their pocket now and again. Huh? I'm going to make it purple. It's always been purple, but he liked purple, so he kept it that color. You can't even fold it. It's made out of plastic, but he named it the Desmond bill. The picture of the Lady Viola Desmond was her name, a Canadian from, I think, Halifax, back in the 1940s, 1950s, and so on. Not sure if she's still living or not, but in any event, she's black, and she was the first black person, or is the first black person, that's on a dollar bill in Canada. I looked at it and I thought, what are you doing? I mean, I don't care what color you are, but who is she? She's not a politician. We already have our money. That's fluff. Can't you go out and try to save the economy? Help your country people. Don't you know? What is it? Why? I've never really had an answer to that other than fluff. And he's trying to distract us from the real world, I guess, in which we're supposed to live. I mean, so now you have a black woman on a banknote. This is an art class. This is a country. You have money. And why are you changing it? I mean, it's good as it is. You think that's bad? Then we roll over to the loonie, which is the dollar coin, okay? So now he says, there's a milestone going on here. I got to mark it and have, you know, for the lesbian, gay, transgender, queer, and two-spirited peoples. That's his words. What a bunch of goofy stuff. And he says, we're going to have a new dollar coin that pays tribute to homosexuality. I can't make this stuff up. And then the finance minister goes on to say, there's more work to be done to advance our agenda, because we're getting a lot of pushback from people, so we have to keep talking to them until they see it our way. Okay, let's analyze this coin. I mean, firstly, it's two men. You look at it, their lips are touching. My skin is crawling. What are you doing? It's money of a country. How dare you embarrass us like that? Homosexuality, 1% of the whole population of Canada is homosexual. You don't put it on a coin. Two men kissing? I ain't gonna let my grandchildren take any change. What is that? That's wrong. Oh, but it's legal, I guess. Well, but there's more men and women that kiss than men and men. Why don't we put them on a coin? You want change? Hey, a lot of you people who voted liberal, you wanted change. Now you're getting change in the form of a queer toonie. What is how are you liking this so far? Not so much, maybe. It doesn't matter if you're in favor of homosexuality or if you're not. And you should have that right to be not. That's your choice. But what's that got to do with money? This is a guy that gives billions of dollars away to everybody that wants some. And he gives money to gay pride parades. All he does is go to gay pride parades. How can a man like this lead a country? I thought running a country was a big business. I didn't know it was all about this. Bad, 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 bad. What are y'all going to do about it? Who are you going to tell? Well, I can tell you one thing you need to do in October. Don't vote Liberal. If a Shetland pony is running, vote for the Shetland pony. Vote for anybody except the Liberal government. I really would like to expand some more, but I think you get it. Add your two bits as well and give us comments. And you know, it's just about a country. Keep your fluff away and let's have money like other countries have money. And we don't need to make a statement, one statement from one guy who's a homosexual crazed person with regards to his message. That's all he can talk about. I know I'm going on and on, but I got to. I'm trying to make sure that you get the message. And I don't care. Marry a bale of hay, but don't bring it to my house. But don't keep trying to push it on us. This isn't about acceptance anymore, by the way. This is about conversion. I don't think that he has that right to try to convert us to homosexuality. Hey, y'all have a nice day. See ya.